This podcast contains adult language and adult subject matter and is rated M for mature. Listener discretion is advised.
I just quit. That's just it. I'm done.
We're done.
That's it.
Close it
thanks
down.
Thanks for showing up. This is the last episode of the show. We're never going to do it again. It's been fun.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yes.
So, no. Okay. Oh. So I was... As I was laying in bed this morning, I started thinking about demonic possessions.
Oh, that's a fun thing to think about. I know, right?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I was laying. It's strange, the thing that comes into my head. And I was wondering, if a person has a demon exorcised and they don't pay the bill, are they repossessed? And, Tabin, do you know what a dollar is?
I thought so, but maybe not. So maybe you should let me know.
Well, a dollar is a $100 bill with all the taxes taken out.
Oh, there is truth to that.
Yes, yes, yes. And then my other question, you know, did you hear about the guy that went to the psychiatrist and he was all wrapped in plastic wrap? He walked in and the doctor said, "I can clearly see your nuts."
Speaking of problems,
yes.
I went to the bookstore the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a book that was titled "How to Solve 50% of Your Problems." So I bought two.
There you go. There you go. Awesome.
Speaking of music.
Yes. Speaking of music, let's hear that music. Well, hello and Mubark Fluff to all the creatures in the Potiverse. I am Barely Normal, your co-engineer on this runaway train we call a podcast. And joining me once again, and for the first time today... Yep, there's that train. Joining me once again, and for the first time today, is Tabin.
Hi.
How the fluff are you, Tabin?
I'm good. How are you on this wonderfully... It's sunny. It's like all sunny. And like, I think today was the... quote unquote warmest it's been like all year, literally. I think it got up to like 74 today or something.
It did actually. I'm looking at the calendar thing on my wall and it says it's 76 outside here where I live.
Wow. And it's so nice out and springy. So that's been really great.
Very springy. I know. I got hit with a couple of springs. I went outside. They were so bad.
It was so bad. It's like, keep your mattress together.
Right. Yes. Joining us in the studio also is our illustrious co-producer, Rain Raccoon.
Illustrious. Okay. Yes.
Oh,
sorry.
Illustrious. Mm-hmm. How you forsake
I thought that shampoo was finally working.
Why do you have shampoo? You don't have any hair.
Well, that's why it's not working.
Oh, okay.
I thought it might be working if you saw my lustrous hair, but apparently.
I see.
No.
How are you two on this fine eve?
Well, the eve is good. It's nice out. Like you said, it's sunny out, it's warm. My personal chef is downstairs preparing gourmet hamburgers for dinner, so I'm happy.
Ooh,
so,
yes. That would make me happy. Yes. So will it have bacon?
Yes, he's baking up some bacon to put on the burgers, yes.
I like bacon.
Bacon. I know you like bacon.
I've been saying a lot about bacon in the chats I'm in this week.
I know.
I must be like really excited about bacon. I mean,
I'm always excited about bacon,
but especially bacon. Obsessed.
Bake obsessed.
I don't
Bake
know.
Obsessed.
Oh, my.
Well.
So I have to say.
Yes. What do you have to say?
Catabolism, every first almost tired fun.
Oh, God.
Huh? What?
I missed it something again.
I missed something at some point.
We voted
no catabolism.
Catabolism?
So several weeks ago from season 3 episode 51.
Yes.
Bark Ruffalo from the Ferlandia chat. So shout out to Bark again.
Bark to Bark.
His word was catabolism and he used it in the sentence. Okay. Catabolism, every first almost tired from.
Huh?
And I have no idea what that means.
That means. Okay.
And neither did either of you. And it was voted that I shouldn't say it anymore.
Rekha and I both voted for him not to say it. Again, does it hurt our brains?
Now we do. But, you know, my hubby, so this doesn't have to do with fumming or anything,
yes.
Whatever that means. But last night, my hubby traumatically ripped the blankets off of me. But it's okay. I will recover.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also found out, I like that. Barely's just like, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I also found out why horses, it turns out they have a low divorce rate. And I found out why. It's because they have stable relationships. So moving right along to the past today.
Let's move along to the past today. Last week, you mentioned the show According to Jim, and you asked if they could argue for 8 seasons. And I thought immediately when you said that, well, why not? My parents argued for 60 years, so.
That's true. So 8 is less than 60, so yeah, probably.
That's true, yeah. It's like, and then the meaning of Portlandia. We talked about Portlandia last week.
Portlandia, I feel so bad for him.
Portlandia. Portlandia is a sculpture by Raymond Caskey located above the entrance of the Michael Graves Building in Portland, downtown Portland.
What's the Michael Graves Building?
It's just the name of the building. He must have built it. I don't know. Who knows? But the interesting, it's notable for being the second largest copper repoussé statue in the United States after the Statue of Liberty.
Wow.
Wow, so, really?
Oregon. In Portland, Oregon, of all places, right?
I know, right?
And of course, the show Portlandia was on for 8 seasons, which I didn't realize it was on that long.
Neither did I. And the first thing that comes to my mind is why. I mean, the first few episodes were good, but then.
I know. I just, you know, they had certain little sketches, you know, put a bird on it.
The notable one, yeah.
And the bicycle guy, I'm riding here. I'm riding here. Get out of my way. I'm riding here.
It's I didn't get that far. And then I should watch that episode.
Yeah. And then there was another recurring person that came on there. But that was, that was the show.
If it's a recurring person, doesn't that mean that they're barking over and over again? Because they recur and... No. I tried so hard.
Well, that's our show, folks. Thanks for tuning in. It's been great having you. It's been wonderful these last few years. It's too bad that Tabin's going to be locked up soon, and we'll not be able to be on the show anymore.
I had to ruin it for everyone. Yes, it's true.
But seriously, now I think we should get to some of these obscure movie quotes.
But that, not yet, because I have some past today.
I was trying to gloss over that because I know you're going to go back like 18 episodes and talk about 30 different things. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I do. Actually, you'll be proud of me. This only goes to like last time and a few, like the last 3 episodes, basically. So, shout out to the Otter from the BFFT chat. Because he said just the other day that he listened to the newest last few episodes. Mm-hmm. So this was last few episodes of season 3. And he said, Tabin keeps having a vowel movement on the show. Is he incontinent? And we both thought that was very
awesome. That was a very good one.
That was very cute, very good. And I told him I have to say that on the show. So shout out. Thank you, Deodor, for that amazing pun. I approve very much. Last time, season 4, episode 1, we're on season 4. Holy pup.
Yes.
Tabin, do you know how to solve incontinence?
No, but I have a feeling it has to do with a vanilla milkshake.
No, it depends.
I know. Oh, it depends. I thought you said you needed to have a vowel movement.
The look on Tabin's face, his muzz is just all crinkled up. He just does not know what's going on.
I literally do not. I kind of want a milkshake now. But
does it bring all your boys to the yard? Your milkshake, does it bring all the boys to the yard?
Because they're like, it's better than yours?
Yeah.
Darn right, it's better than yours.
It's funny. Like it's kind of like when you hold a treat up for a dog and they just look at you like, give me the treat. That's the look we're getting from Tabin.
That is.
He has no clue what we're talking about, which is awesome.
Yes.
Oh, so speaking of bacon, in the last episode, you talked about Persona Non Grata, the theater play. And I thought it sounded really cool. So I watched the trailer, which, by the way, all you first, if you want to see the trailer, go to last week on the website. There's a link. Yeah, it looks really fun. Looks really cool. Unfortunately, I won't be going to New York just to see it, but hopefully it'll come out on video. But yeah, I'm really glad you pointed it out because I really want to see it. And I know at the end of the trailer, it says it's 12 years in the making.
Well, you know, you think about how long it takes to write a play, do the music.
It takes a long time.
Cast it, you know, work it, shop bacon. It, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, it takes a while.
It
yeah.
does. It really does.
I mean, especially if you're not making a professional playwright.
Yeah.
Making the fursuits alone would take a while.
If you take a while, do the police come after you?
Yes.
I guess unless you
bring it back.
Unless you bring it back, right? Okay. Yeah. And also, last time, you talked about SpaceX's rapid unscheduled disassembly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I forget if you said last time, maybe you said, but I found out the reason was actually intentional, as they noticed that some engines had been cut out as the thing was up in the sky. And so they sent a self-destruct sequence to the ship. And that's standard practice, apparently, if any lives are even remotely in danger. Mm-hmm. So I guess it was only half unscheduled disassembly or something. I don't know.
It was scheduled rapidly. It was like, oh, blow that sucker up. Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
It wasn't like scheduled a week in advance. It was like, no. Oh, shit, things are going down. We need to blow that thing up.
So it was a RUR, R-U-D, R-U-R, not an R-U-D.
R-U-R.
Yes, I am R.
I-R-R-R-R.
You are?
And they are in a crap load of trouble with the FAA over that launch, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was such an explosive launch. It blew chunks everywhere and threw wet sand over a 50-mile radius and pieces of glass because the heat from the rockets melted the sand, made it into glass, and it rained down on various towns.
So they really should have just let this ship keep going instead of blowing it up, it sounds like.
Well, no. This happened during the launch.
So
all that rocket stuff that shot out the bottom, that literally made the sand, turned the sand into glass, and then it rained down on towns, shards of glass raining down on people's
that
towns.
That is very unfortunate, I believe.
You would have thought he would have been a problem.
You mean Melon Husk? A problem?
Yeah.
Never.
Never. No, the world's smartest man can't figure out that what goes up comes down, apparently.
Well, I guess he didn't expect that sand goes up and glass comes down. That's usually not how it works.
That's usually how it works. No. He created his own little glass haboob. That's what he did.
And I have one more last time, past today. Yes. Again, last time. Mm-hmm. In the math section was about perfect numbers, but the Fermat's Last Theorem came up. And you had asked, what is Fermat's First Theorem?
Right.
And I didn't know. So I looked into it. There's a joke out there that Fermat's Last Theorem is that when he was a little kid, Fermat's First Theorem is that when he was a little kid in school, he said that A to the nth plus B to the nth equals C to the nth spells ant bacon. Now.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay. And so for anybody that doesn't know or remember, Fermat's Last Theorem has to do with the equation A to the nth plus B to the nth equals C to the nth. And if you write it out, and if you interpret the plus sign as a T, it looks like ant bacon anyway.
Okay.
But really, I don't know if it's actually known what his official first theorem was. He has a ton of math attributed to him in various different branches of math. And so I'm thinking maybe next week in the math section, I'll do a history on Pierre de Fermat. I realize I haven't done a math history in quite a while, so maybe I'll do that next week. This might be interesting. It will be fun because he's done a lot of very prolific. One of the greatest mathematicians in And so it'll be interesting to hear about him. But
I have to ask you a question about him, though. So when you're going to do your math history on him, because I did a little research too on this, and so I want you to address when you talk about the math history that most of his theories and his postulations, if you will, he never bothered to try and prove. He just put them out there, as far as I know.
Oh,
and he never really proved. He just said, this should work, and never really tried to prove it.
Never really. Okay, yeah. I will. That's interesting. I will definitely include that and look into that. I had not heard that. Interesting. But his first theorem might be something called Fermat's Little Theorem, which is also known as Fermat's Primality Test. And without going into the details about exactly what it says, basically, it's a little – actually, it's an easy formula that tells us whether a number is – A primer. Basically, it gives us conditions on which a given number is or is not a prime. Now, okay. You might remember, long time ago in the math section, I talked about the Riemann hypothesis and how it hypothesizes something about the distribution of prime numbers, blah, blah, blah. And that if we know things about the prime numbers, it could tell us things have an impact on cryptology and internet security. I don't know if you remember So Fermat's Little Theorem tells us about whether or not a number is prime or not. So that makes us think, oh, well, do we already know something about internet security and all that stuff? Well, it turns out that it doesn't actually tell us anything about how to actually find the prime numbers. It's just if you give me a prime number, I can use Fermat's Little Theorem to tell you if it's a prime or not. So it doesn't jeopardize internet security or anything like that, in case any for out there was wondering or scared.
Okay.
And so that concludes my past today. And I have an exciting things to look into for next week. So all you first in, tune in next week when I'll talk about Fermat and his history and his saying that things should work and then going off and having dinner or something.
Right. So you said he had a little theorem. So does he have theorem envy? No?
No.
Nothing? Okay. All right.
Rain, I think that's...
Hey, Rain, do you have some movie quotes for us today?
I do, and I even have a theme song because a movie without a theme song?
Okay.
Well, all right. Hello, all you movie buffs with the fluff. It's time for more obscure movie quotes, henceforth to be known as OMQ.
OMQ.
OMC OMQ.
MQ, yes. So this week.
OMC OMQ.
Oh, my cow, obscure movie quotes.
Bark.
So this week we've got three obscure quotes from the alumni of In Living Color. So do you guys remember In Living Color?
Yes.
Taven?
In Living Color.
That's the one. Yes, that's the one. So, all right, here we go, you guys. Here's the first one. Hold on. Oh, I just screwed that up. Yes, hold on.
That's what editing's for.
That's what editing's for, indeed. All right, here's the first one.
Warriors like us are becoming dinosaurs.
You gotta be somebody needs some killing.
I'm sorry, Major. There's no one left. You've killed them all. Good luck.
All right, well, so that was the first one. Either of you have a clue?
Well, now, wait a minute. So I'm trying to figure, what are you asking? Because you said it was from In Living Color. So that's...
No. I said they're all from alumni of In Living Color.
Okay. I see Tabin's mouth fishing, but he's got no sound.
Oh, woo, woo, woo.
There we go.
Woo, woo, woo is what I was doing. It was fishing.
I saw his lips like little fish puckers.
Little fishy lips. Hard to do with dog lips.
It is.
That's a movie quote, and it's an alumni from, is it a vampire movie?
No.
Oh, I know. It's Herbie Goes Bananas.
Ooh, you're really close, but no. So let's try for the second one. Hopefully our listeners will know what the quotes are.
Okay. Yeah, so listeners, remember to write us in, email or tweet, or go to the BFFT chat on Telegram and let us know if you know the answers.
Yes. And here is the second movie quote.
What are those for?
Huh? Oh, it's just this stupid thing. I have to take a pill every 6 hours or I feel funny. No big deal.
What's it called?
Advanced delusionary schizophrenia with involuntary narcissistic rage.
Hmm.
Does your ass feel numb?
No, but it gave me unbelievable cotton mouth.
I meant from the ride.
Oh. Over the years, my ass has taken a pounding.
I know this one. You know I know this one.
Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Bedknobs and broomsticks.
Ah, no. But, oh. Yeah.
Is it Jim Carrey?
It is.
Jim Carrey was in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
He was. Is it?
No, that was Angela Lansbury.
Lansbury, yes. Is it Liar Liar?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Well, fans, listeners, write in and tell us what that was.
All right. Wow. And our third and final obscure movie quote for this week.
Come on, why are you going to go mess the nice lady's house up for, man?
You told me when we came in to beat her up and the slap around.
I didn't tell you shit like that, man.
Yes, you did.
Now, you and your friend got a choice. You can either go out that window or take the stairs.
Okay,
we're
going to take the stairs.
Yeah, we'll take the stairs.
Oh, ow, get your hands on my face.
And that was the third one.
Okay, and for legal purposes, we are using these as parody. We are allowed to take clips for parody.
Yes.
Please don't ding us on copyright. We're parodying these things. Okay. I have no idea what movie that was from. I don't think I've seen that movie.
It must have been one from...
It wasn't Bambi.
No, it wasn't Bambi.
Oh, yeah. That was my first. But it also... Because I think Jim Carrey was in that too. Didn't he play Thumper, maybe?
Yes. No.
Although that would be a hell of a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Bambi with Jim Carrey as Thumper. Oh, my God. That would be hilarious. All you producers out there, let's make that movie.
There you go. Make that movie. I thought so. It feels like, let's see, in Living Color. Who was that one other person in Living Color?
There was the Wayans brothers.
The who?
The Wayans brothers. The actual people that created In Living Color.
Oh, and who else?
Damon Wayans and Sean Wayans. And actually, all the Wayans family was in Living Color.
Mm-hmm.
And
was Batman in
Jim Carrey? No, but the Riddler was.
Yes.
Oh, Jim Carrey who was
played
Riddler?
The Riddler. Jim Carrey.
Oh.
He played the Riddler.
Oh. This is a lot of work for my brain. There's a lot of like
I know. I can see the smoke rolling out of his ears.
I'm just going to stop trying to figure this out.
All right. Well, you can find out in 2 weeks when everybody else does.
So, yes, you first write us in. Let us know what you think. And in 2 weeks on the show, we will divulge the secrets of what that is.
Yes.
Excellent.
Bambi is eating a fruit roll-up.
Okay. Okay. Oh, by the way, I don't know what else to say to that.
I know, right? Okay.
I have maybe some...
Oh, yeah, you have some obscure movie quotes as well.
I do.
I do.
If you've heard me, you think Rain's got some hard ones. I got some really, really like you won't get these. So the first one is E.T. Phone Home. Any ideas?
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, very, very, very close, actually. So close.
Good Morning, Vietnam.
That's also, I think if you mix those two together, you have the answer.
Good morning, Apocalypse Now.
Yes. So all you furs, write in and let us know if you know the alternate name of Good Morning, Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse?
Apocalypse. Second quote is, everyone comes to Zootopia thinking they can be anything they want. Well, you can't. You can only be what you are. Sly fox, dumb bunny. Any guesses?
Monsters, Inc.
No, I think it's Robin Hood.
If you combine those, you have this movie. So you're both close.
Robin Hood, Inc.
Robin Hood, Inc.
Monsters Hood.
You can make some really nice letters with Robin Hood, Inc. It's very sparkly and everything. Yeah.
Yes.
It's very tight.
Orange. Kind of orangey.
Very orange. And the third quote is, think happy thoughts.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Somebody was thinking happy thoughts.
Yes.
I'm going to guess. Let's see. Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Wow. That's amazing, but no.
No.
Very, very, very close. Actually, again, that's very, very close. So all you furs, write us in and let us know if you know these things. And that concludes our OMC OMQ for this week.
Let's get to... I've called this... we had this whole that's just stupid and that's just odd over the last season. And a lot of the stuff came up being world record stuff. So I thought...
There's been a lot of that recently. A lot of stupid world record things.
I know. And so I'm going to kind of phase this section into being that's just stupid or odd, odd, or that's a world record.
Question mark? I always question Mark because I always think he's lying to me. So I question Mark.
You have to question Mark every time.
Every single time.
Yep. And his brother, exclamation. And he's always so excited.
Exclamation is the worst. He is always excited, right?
Always.
You give him roll up and.
It's like sticking up all the time.
It's all the time. I mean, Bambi, stop messing around with Jim Carrey and get over here. We have serious work to do.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Okay, so on March 24th of this year, the longest charcuterie board was created.
The thing with meats and cheeses on it?
Yes, meats and cheeses and grapes.
Yes. Or if you watch TikTok.
Yes.
If you watch TikTok, it's a charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board, yes. And it was at the Adolfo Camarillo High School.
That sounds so dolphin, definitely.
In Camarillo, California. They made a charcuterie board that was 204 feet long.
And why did they do this?
To set a world record, of course.
Of course.
That would do it. I mean, it's like we talked about before. It's like these That's days, if you want to set a world record, you just got to think, what's the stupidest thing I can think of to do?
There is a website for the Guinness Book of World Records on how to get somebody to come and verify your world record. And then all the records that you might want to try and break can be listed there. It's this amazing, a massive database.
There's an actual list of things like this.
Yes.
Come on.
And what you can do. So one of the other ones that they just announced was a Swedish man cracked 46 of his joints in a row, knuckle cracking and toe cracking and all that stuff. Yeah. A 23-year-old by the name of Olli Lundin, who's from Sweden, had done a cracking job to break the world record for the most continuous cracking of different joints. He consecutively cracked 46 different joints in his body, breaking the previous record of 40 set by Kamal Pokhre Lal of Nepal in December 2022.
What is happening to our world? I mean,
Aerosmith
had it right. There's something wrong in the fridge today.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. Some food I can't recognize. Well, that was Weird Al, but
that
where
was Weird Al.
Same thing.
Yeah. Speaking of that, have you watched the Weird Al movie yet?
I have not.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't watched it either. I watched the first few minutes and then I fell asleep. I woke up and the credits were rolling. It was like, I'll have to go back and watch it again.
Go try that one again.
It's definitely worth a watch.
Okay.
Daniel Radcliffe is amazing in the role.
All right.
You know what else is worth a watch? About $10 if you go to Kmart.
Yes.
If there were Kmarts still around.
If there were still Kmarts around.
If they were still around.
Yes, you could buy a
Brain,
watch for $10.
I want you to do the whistleblower down noise. Yeah,
that one?
Perfect. Yeah. Yes, okay. I like that. Right. I like that. Good, good.
And finally, a German court said that a naked landlord does not justify lowering the rent for the tenants.
Well, it what?
Yes.
Spitting coffee out mouth? What?
I can't. Yeah, what?
A German court said that a landlord sunbathing naked in the courtyard of his building wasn't a reason for his tenants to reduce their rental payments. So, the case involved a building in an upmarket residential district of Frankfurt, not the hot dogs, which included an office floor rented by a human resources company. The company withheld rent because it objected, among other things, to the landlord's naked sunbathing. In response, the landlord sued. The Frankfurt State Court rejected the company's reasoning, finding that the usability of the rented property was not impaired by the plaintiff sunning himself naked in the courtyard. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, so I have to say, why are they suing, really, if Frank has a boy and he goes swimming? Because this was Frankfurt and his son bathing.
Frankfurt and his son bathing. Oh,
I was
my cow.
Wow, that is the worst.
That is the worst that you have ever come up with in 3.5 seasons, I have to tell
you. So all you furs, make sure to write in and let us know rankings about
that
Taven's.
Hurt.
my gosh, you know what we need to do?
What's that?
To send this into Guinness Book of World Records.
For the worst joke ever?
Worst joke ever. Worst joke ever. Okay, good.
The world record for the worst joke record.
And then we can talk about, when I get the world record for it, we can talk about it on the pod. It can be in the OMC, OMQ section.
We've got 3 seasons worth of research for Guinness Book World Records to do.
Wow.
Okay.
But I agree. I think this one's the worst.
It was a strong stretch, though, and I have to say, you made the connection of the dots.
I did.
Which rarely you don't do.
There were no pineapples or papayas.
Nope, or Bambi or anything like that. So, or Thumper. It was just like, wow.
And no bacon.
There was no bacon. There was no bacon.
Okay.
I'm making a note so I can revisit that.
F sharp? Is it F sharp? Is that the note you're making?
No.
Oh, B flat. Okay.
That's what happens when you go to a swimming pool I can do this. Maybe this will be worse than the last one. So that's what happens when you go to a swimming pool where the theme is bugs and a gunman comes and shoots at things. Then you get a B flat because there's a big inflatable B and I like the other one better, actually.
I think we need to get to media.
Let's do that, please.
Let's go to our section on media, please.
Oh my cow. There are no more listeners, but
they've turned off.
Bye-bye.
Or they're still waiting for you to come up with something even worse. All right. So I watched the first few episodes of Mrs. Davis on Peacock. Have either of you heard of this show?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. It's good and it's hokey and it's funny, but it's also very violent.
Good, hokey, funny, violent.
Right. It's about a nun trying to kill an AI that runs the world.
And where does the bagel come into this?
Because the bagel comes into it. I haven't seen. They've only got three episodes out. I've already watched three. There's no bagels yet.
It's got to be there because it's hokey.
Hokey.
No, that's what? That's hoagie, and that's a roll.
Yeah,
that's a roll.
Oh, not okay. Not I am not on. When I first what you just said, a roll.
When I first started watching it, I was thinking, is this supposed to be goofy or not? And because some of the stuff is just way over the top goofy, and then after about 45 minutes in, I was like, yes, this is supposed to be supposed to be goofy but serious at the same time. And
interesting.
You know, there you go. I watched I watched all of season four now of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel because I didn't realize that I had missed an entire season.
Oh.
And it's pretty darn funny. Now, here's the thing. It's a great show, but it's hard to watch in a binge setup.
Oh.
Because much like the show The World According to Jim, there's a lot of yelling and arguing, and it's like the entire cast is just yelling the whole time. Which, if you watch it on a week-to-week basis, it doesn't really get on your nerves. But if you watch five or six episodes all together, it's like, stop yelling! please! So
yeah, I understand.
But they're funny. They're funny. So there you go.
That is much like According to Jim. Like, I don't think I could watch two episodes back-to-back if According to Jim.
Right. Yes, like, and then I watched three episodes of Poker Face on Peacock also.
And is her face okay now? Since you poked it so much.
So the premise of this gal can tell that whether you're telling the truth or not. And she there's an overarching storyline through the series, but each episode she goes to a different town and somebody dies where she's at. And I was like, okay, so she's like the modern day Angela Lansbury in Murder, She Wrote. It's like, oh my God, she's coming into town. Somebody's going to die. Please, everybody leave quick. It's like, and of course, she's not a cop, but she has to solve these murders. And it's just, it's done very well, but it's just like, okay, so wherever you go, people die. This is a bad thing. So,
that's usually not
maybe
the
stay
best
home.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stay home. And so stay home and make sure you invite all your enemies over for a party.
Right.
And then your life will be fine. Everything's
Some
great.
Of them will die. Yes, 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 yes. And that's pretty much what I've been watching for the last week, actually. So
nice.
There you go.
Would you like to know what I've been watching?
I would. Our listeners are waiting with bated breath.
Bated breath.
They have worms on their tongues.
Well, as of just within the last 10 seconds, I was watching Rain's face respond to my, like, you first should have seen Rain's face as I was trying to, like, as I said things. It made this, I can't even describe what it looked like. It was like, it was a very much Taben, stop it, or else I'm leaving the show type of face. Anyway, what I've been watching.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Hi. So I've been watching According to Jim. We finished season one, and it's such a 2001 sitcom, which is probably why it's from there. We've been continuing watching The Recruit. You might remember I talked about that recently. Really good. It's like a Jack Ryan meets 24 meets, what else did I describe it as? Bambi, yes, very much Bambi. Yeah, there's lots of bacon involved. It's great. I tried to watch Housebroken, that animated series thing we talked about last week.
Right.
But season one was unavailable, and it's probably just because I didn't work hard enough to find it. But on Amazon Prime, it was unavailable. So I watched South Park instead. So I've been watching some South Park for lunchies. Going back to old episodes, of course, because like there's no new ones coming out right now. And we started the newest season, which is season six of Young Sheldon. So we watched the first episode of that. Still really great. Young Sheldon is not as young as he used to be.
No.
No, he is like string beaned up like crazy.
He is totally. He's, he's string beaned up, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let's see. And I've been playing some things. I still haven't played Abstergo. Dios, that furry card game you talked about so many millennia ago. Monkeys Go Pop, been playing Bloons 6, Hearthstone Mud, Beat Saber. I've been doing the video game things, and that's what I've been doing for media this week.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Right. Productive. Productive week. Productive.
Productive week. Awesome. Possum. Well, Rain?
Yes.
Have you got the transformation ray ready to go in your other, in the laboratory?
Oh, wow.
I do, in fact, have it ready
to
go.
We haven't been there for a while.
Should we head on over there?
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
All right, let me get the door here, guys.
Okay.
Oh,
come on in.
For that door that you got for us.
Of course. My mama raised a very polite raccoon.
Yes.
It's true.
You washed all your food before you gave it to us. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Mom.
Yeah. Let's see. Since you left last time, we tried the stupid sauce, and that stuff seemed to work pretty good.
Okay.
I was unable to get one of the key ingredients this week, so it might taste a little different than it did last week, but should still totally be fine.
Okay.
I replaced the chemical with some magic mushroom.
Okay.
Okay.
Not the kind that they have here in Oregon. That kind.
Okay.
More like the kind in Mario, you know.
Ah.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, because the magic mushroom that they sell here is not the same.
It's not the same. Although apparently you might see some Goombas if you partake.
Maybe. I don't know. So anyways, I went, you know, got some real magic mushroom. Yes. It should be okay. It might mess with your size a little bit more than normal, but I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
Is there bacon?
I actually added bacon flavoring to it this time. So
bacon flavored stupid sauce. Wonderful.
Yes. So here you go, Taven. Your stupid sauce.
Thank you. Do I need to give some to Bambi first?
No.
Are you? No. You're already having hallucinations?
Maybe. this is a distinct possibility.
Okay.
Let's just go on with it.
Just go. Okay.
All right, let's see here. Pop some buttons and see what happens.
Is that what happens when you eat too much? You pop some buttons?
Oh, it happens to me all the time. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Go for it.
Let's light this candle. In 3, 2, 1.
It made him mute. He made him mute. There's his voice.
I can speak again.
There's his voice. Wow.
Again.
Oh, okay.
This is
that
scary.
Was terrible. I thought, wow, he just killed his voice.
I just killed. Yeah. We don't want. It would be horrible if Taven actually lost the ability to speak. Wouldn't that be horrible?
We'd have to find a new co-host. Skuru, are you available?
Yeah. Oh, dang.
Yep. Exactly.
You have to sing Weird Al in a couple of weeks, so don't.
Yes.
Get right on, Skuru. You got some work to do.
All right.
I feel kind of funny. I don't really know exactly what this feeling is.
Well,
what do I look like?
You are a bit smaller.
Very small.
Quite a bit smaller, and you look a little squirrely.
Am I a squirrel? Is this what it feels like to be a squirrel?
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. I love this.
The funny thing is, I've never seen a blue squirrel before, though.
Well, no, neither have I.
I think.
Well,
that makes it more valuable.
I am valuable. Yeah. Well, I mean, so if you think about this, we've got a big talking dog puppy transformed into a blue squirrel. That's kind of a unique experience right there, I think.
Yeah, I think so, probably. Mm-hmm. I was kind of wondering, do you still have the, you know, fight or flight of a puppy, or is it now of a squirrel?
I think there's a little bit of both. I mean, there's still the pup. Like, I want to...
I mean, I want to chase myself, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I want to teach myself to chase my tail, but I already know. So there's like a paradox thing going on right there. It's kind of weird. But at the same time, I want to go run over.
We need to get rid of those paradox.
I know. They keep quacking at me.
Yes. Sorry about that.
But they're quacking up.
I mean, and they want milk, too, so that they can have some milk and quackers.
Mm. That's terrible. That's terrible. Well, no,
we don't have any buttons.
Oh, you don't have a button.
We're not in the studio.
We're not in the studio. We don't have any.
We're in the lab.
We're in the lab. Where the only buttons I've got to push are
machine buttons.
You have to realize. I realize now why. Because I have this tiny little squirrel brain now. I forget things. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Don't push the button again because we don't want to change a squirrel into something else without reversing the ray first.
Right. I mean, yeah, I won't do that.
Ooh, we should try that sometime. Do a transformation on a transformation and see what happens. He might just disappear.
Wouldn't that be great? Skuru, you're on in a few weeks.
You'll have to check the manuals on that.
Let me check the manuals and see what happens if you do that. I don't think it's a good idea, but we can
probably
try
not
it
a good idea. Well, we shouldn't try it cold. We should at least do some research before we do so.
Probably, like, yeah. I mean, that's like, the benefit of having me run the lab is
yeah.
Hey, Tabin, I'll agree to research.
Tabin, do you have an insatiable urge to hide your nuts?
I do. As a matter of fact, I don't even know how yet because I just got turned into a squirrel. So,
but it's spring.
I'm gonna have to research how to hide my own nuts.
Yes,
it's spring. So yeah,
it is spring. Yeah,
I think RuPaul knows how to do it.
RuPaul knows. Okay, I'll go find RuPaul.
Yeah.
RuPaul can tell me how to find my or hide. Maybe she can teach me how to find and hide my nuts. I mean, after I hide them, I'll probably want to find them again someday.
Oh, so probably.
You'll need those nuts.
Yes.
I know I will. Especially during the winter when you're inside a lot. I really need my nuts. So I'm going to have to go.
And you need your nuts warm when you're in the wintertime.
I need to learn how to. Maybe I need other squirrels and chipmunks and things to help me warm my nuts. That might be useful.
That sounds kind of like you're just like talking about like a fur pile.
A fur pile?
Maybe. Oh, maybe if I go to a fur con, they can help me keep my nuts warm and learn how to find them.
I can guarantee you that is true.
That they would keep your nuts warm. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we shouldn't transform me back. Until we go to a fur con. No, we can change me back. It's just that when after the fur con and I find out, and I ask all the furs, could you help me warm my nuts after I ask them? Then we can change me into a squirrel, and then I'll know how this all works.
Wow, a portable ray. Wow.
Well, we've got one, but it takes like 40. Yeah, it takes like 40 C batteries.
Oh, okay. I see batteries.
I see batteries sometimes too.
Yeah.
When I go into the store, oh look, there's the battery.
There's the batteries right there on an end cap. So.
On an end cap.
So, Tabin, do you like the squirrel tail as opposed to your regular dog tail?
I love my squirrely tail so much. It's so big. Look at that. It's so big and fluffy and everything.
It's big and floofy.
And twitchy.
Don't tell Tabin tail, but I might like squirrely tail a little bit.
Don't tell Tabin tail.
I love the.
Well, technically, it's the same tail.
It is.
So maybe it's okay.
But now it's shaped like
different.
A squirrel's tail.
A squirrel's tail,
which is something that Tabin loves, and hence Tabin tail would love squirrel tail.
Oh, there's some Tabin logic going on here.
I think transitive properties.
Yes.
That your tail would be okay with you liking your tail as a squirrel tail.
Because it's still my tail.
Because it's still
and
your tail.
And it's as big as I am.
And it's a squirrel, and you love and squirrels.
And Tabin's got a little tail now.
It's about time you got a little tail.
I got a tail to tell.
It's about time you got a little tail, I have to say.
I got a little tail to tell.
One of the leprechauns are trying to put a saddle on you, so let's change him back before we use him as a
Seamus.
What do you want, you freaky giant raccoon?
I thought something was tickling me. That's what it is. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know why leprechauns think they had to ride squirrels like that, but take that little saddle off him.
Seamus is he's just been frisky lately.
Seamus has been a problem. Yeah.
Well, ever since Crunchwrap Earl went away, I think Seamus is a little bored, maybe.
Well, yeah, because Crunchwrap Earl was eating leprechauns, so he was running for his life. Of course he'd be bored.
That's right. So it's like, I'm not running for my life anymore. I've got nothing else to do. So.
Yeah. Now he's running for office, but let's change him back now.
Okay, let's change
him. Oh, yes.
All right, stand still. Quit twitching.
Be still. I can't help
it. All right.
I try.
3, 2, 1.
Squirrel noises. Bark. Bark. Squirrel noise. Bark.
Well, welcome. Uh-oh.
What happened?
That's weird.
He's still got the squirrel tail ring.
Oh, yeah. Is it as big as...
It's huge. But it's the squirrel... Well, maybe that ointment will still work to bring his tail back, I hope.
Yeah.
And it's twitching. Oh, it hit me in the face. Tabin?
I'm sorry.
Stop.
Squirrels are twitchy little beasts. You're not going to get that tail beast to stop twitching like that.
I know. I got excited because I'm thinking about this new information about warming my nuts that sounds really fun and exciting. So I just can't help like twitching about it.
Oh. Yeah, well, I can't blame you. Warm nuts are nice.
Warm nights are nice in the night.
Warm nights are nuts.
I think we should head back to this. I think the sulfur smell in the lab is getting to me here. We need to get back to the studio.
Yeah, dog hair is not the best. And you mix it with singed squirrel hair, it's really not good.
Yeah.
All
right. Do you want to stay here in the lab, or are you going to head back to the studio with us, Rain?
I'll stay here. I've got some cleaning up to do.
All right.
That's my fault.
We will see you next time.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Rain. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Well, while they're walking back to the studio, I think I'm going to call my good buddy Chitaro and see if he's seen any good movies lately. We have Chitaro here with us this week. What movie have you got for us this week, Chitaro?
Well, this week I am reviewing Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. It was a movie that came out back in December of 2022. It's not available on any streaming service specific, but you can buy it on Amazon, and it's not that expensive to rent either on Amazon. It's only like $3, but it's a good movie.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's called Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. It's interesting because it starts off with Starlight, Star Bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, have this wish, I wish tonight. Now, because of the fact that Puss in Boots is a fairy tale, and it's actually, Puss in Boots was introduced in the Shrek movies.
Yeah.
So, of course, right after that, it basically says, okay, once upon a time, there was a wishing star that fell from the sky, and the legend states that a single wish can be granted to one person. So, once that's said, the very next scene, you see Puss in Boots, who is voiced by Antonio Banderas, by the way. So he starts off singing a song about being a hero during this party. But then what happens is the owner of the castle comes home, and then Puss starts a fight, which then ends up creating some ruckus that wakes up a monster that comes, takes away some people, so that Puss has to fight and defeat him to rescue these people. But as he's taking his victory, this giant bell falls right on top of him. Like, oh no. Then he wakes up in this doctor's office, and the doctor tells him that he has died. And Puss says he laughs at death because he's a cat with 9 lives, of course.
Of course.
The doctor then asks, how many times has he died? And he goes around counting each death, and he recalls each one. And the doctor says, oh, you've died a total of 8 times. That Yikes. Means you only have 1 more life left. So the doctor tells him no more adventures. He should retire. The doctor tells him that death comes to us all. So he says, no big deal. So he goes to this bar and he orders some heavy cream. because that's, of course, what cats drink.
Yeah, as you do, because if you're a cat, you want heavy cream.
Yeah, and then this wolf comes along to visit him. So Puss and the wolf, they start to fight, and the wolf hits Puss and makes him bleed a little bit. And then so Puss gets scared, and he runs away. Now, not to spoil this part of the story, but the wolf is actually Death, okay? Seeing as Puss only has one more life, hence why Puss gets scared and runs away. So the doctor told him that he needed to go to this cat rescue place, and so he runs off to the cat rescue place. But before he goes inside, he takes off, because Puss has this hat and a cape, and of course his boots, of course, right?
Of course.
And he ends up taking these all off and burying them before he goes into the house. Well, while he's in the house, he ends up meeting a dog that was dressed like a cat. Now, this dog is there because he just wants to have some new friends. And so while he's there, all of a sudden, Goldilocks and the three bears are trying to search for Puss because they want to go on a quest to find the map to this wishing star. So they end up at the cat rescue, and they end up finding the grave with Puss in Boots, and they think he is dead. So then all of a sudden, Puss realizes what the bears are trying to find. And then he says, okay, and he goes out and starts following the bears, because where they end up going from there is they find out that little Jack Horner, if everybody remembers the nursery rhyme about him putting his thumb in a pie and pulling it out and saying, what a good boy I am.
Oh, right? Yes.
So they're trying to keep Jack Horner from finding the star or wishing star map. So Puss ends up going to Jack Horner's, and he ends up getting the map, and he runs into Kitty Softpaws, which is one of his many friends that he's made along the way. And that's when the adventure starts to go find the wishing star. Well, there's a lot of different things that end up happening along the way, and I'm not going to wreck them because they're all kind of interesting and to get you to the end of where the wishing star is. But the one thing that does happen throughout the movie is the wolf occasionally appears and startles Puss. And I will say, in all honesty, that this wolf is really hot looking. You know, he's really sexy.
As most wolves
and
are.
So, right? And so, because of the fact that what ends up happening at the end is kind of iconic, but I'm not going to wreck it for all you furries out there. Go and see the movie because it's excellent. But I will say that this movie kept me extremely entertained. It has an extreme amount of nursery rhyme references, because there's even one point where Jack Horner eats the eat me stuff from Alice in Wonderland to grow really big.
Oh no.
Yeah, so there's lots of that kind of stuff going throughout the whole movie. And of course, the dog that was dressed as a cat who ends up getting named Perito ends up being an integral part of the movie too. Oh. But because of that, I'm going to give this 4.5 chirps, which
nice.
In my opinion is a very, very good rating, because it is a very good movie. Maybe I'm a little bit biased because of the sexy wolf. I'm not sure.
Or the fact that it's about a cat.
Or the other thing, too. Yeah. So all you furs, go out and see this movie. You will enjoy it.
Great. So have you picked a movie for us for next time?
Again, I'm kind of torn between a couple of movies. I think I've picked a movie, but I'm not sure if it's going to be the one, because there's so many other movies out there to be able to watch that sometimes I get overwhelmed with them all. but I'll have another good one next time. For
great,
sure.
Another surprise.
So all you furs, get ready to be excited about the next movie.
Excellent. Thank you, Chitaro.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a great day, night, or whatever it is where you are.
You too.
Oh, good times. Good
times. Wow. Well, it looks like your tail is starting to come back.
Oh, good.
That's nice. Like, okay, well.
I did say I love that squirrely tail, but I really would like my normal puppy tail back. So yeah,
it's slowly
coming back.
Okay. Let's get to Furries in the News.
Furries! I said that all them furries that are sometimes
They are sometimes, I tell ya, living in America. They are also living in the Nacho Grande and the new bacon.
Wow. All
right.
There was a thing that just happened, and I'm not really sure exactly what that was.
Living the bacon new. Okay, well.
There are things happening. There are things happening in the world today, and I still don't know what it is.
There are things happening. There's a song like that, isn't there? There's things happening in the world today.
Yeah, there's something wrong in the world. But this is better. There are things that are happening in the world today. I don't know what it is. Moo and fluff and thing. Okay, I'm done.
Moo and fluff? Moo and fluff. Is that a German? Is that German for fluff? Moo and fluff?
Moo and fluffin.
Moo and fluff. Moo and fluffin. That's what we got. Yeah, yeah. Moo and fluffin. Moo and fluffin.
I like it.
All right. So the only thing I have for you in the news is we're recording today on April 27th, 2023. And today is Woody Woodpecker Day.
Really?
Yes.
I had not heard about this day. Tell us all about it.
It is Woody Woodpecker Day. Animation enthusiasts celebrate Woody Woodpecker Day on April 27th. This obscure but entertaining holiday. Is
That's
it a holiday,
I
really? I didn't get the day off from work, but, you know.
The feds haven't heard about it yet, apparently.
No, apparently not. Okay. It honors everyone's favorite animated woodpecker character, Woody Woodpecker. From 1940 to 1972, American animation reached its pinnacle. During this period, the animated anthropomorphic Woody Woodpecker was created. Woody appeared in short films produced by Walter Lantz Studios and distributed by Universal Pictures. Cartoonist Walter Lantz and storyboard designer Ben Bugs Hardaway, who had previously worked at Warner Brothers.
Oh.
Because Bugs Hardaway created Bugs Bunny.
Oh,
there
really?
You go.
Okay, there. Connections made, CEUs earned.
Right, and Daffy Duck. So Bugs Bunny was named for Bugs Hardaway.
I see. There you go. Okay.
Cool. And today, so I did not do anything special for Woody Woodpecker Day.
Oh, really?
I don't have a woodpecker, so I can't play with it or anything like that. So. Yeah, it's just one of those things.
You had to just go to work instead.
I just went to work instead. So that's all I have for Furries in the News. There really wasn't much else going on in Furries in the News this week.
Yeah, I didn't find anything either. I didn't find anything except for this podcast.
Woo! Yes, we're always in the news.
We are always in the news.
We're very newsworthy. Anyway.
Did you know these days, if you Google any of our names, the top 100 hits are this podcast.
Our podcast, yes. Yes. I mean, we have, 300 episodes out or 200 something like that? Almost 250?
My YouTube and stuff doesn't even come up anymore. It's just this podcast.
Wonderful. You Google Tabin podcast. There you go.
Pretty much.
That's nice. Well, people should find our podcast then fairly easily.
I'm hoping that's actually what's going to do for us.
Yes, exactly. All right, so upcoming events. This episode drops on May 6th. May 6th. So coming up next weekend, May 11th through the 14th, there are two cons coming up. There are Furry Week in Atlanta, Georgia, and there is Furry Down Under in Queensland, Australia.
Cool.
The following weekend, if you want to go to the Netherlands, you can go to Furry Weekend Holland.
Only if you want to, though.
Only if you want to. If you don't want to go, don't go.
Just don't go.
Right. And then the weekend of May 26th through the 28th is Anthrohio.
Anthrohio. I bet Clovix is going. He loves that one.
He does love that one, yes. Shout out to Clovix, our good friend Clovix, friend of the pod, and one of our very first furry friends that we met many, many years ago.
At FC 2016.
Yes.
I know you've tried to get Clovix on the show before, and he was like, nope, we should really try to get him on the show after Anthrohio, so have him talk about Anthrohio.
Yes, we should.
I don't know if we'll be able to, but we should really try.
We should really, really try. And Clovix, if you're listening, we love you.
Yay.
So then that same weekend, 26th and 28th, if you don't want to go to Columbus, Ohio, you can go to Nashville, Tennessee, which is not too far away. at Nomadicon.
Nomadicon.
Yes. And if you're in the UK, the United Kingdom, that same weekend, you could go to Confuzzled.
You know, so that previous con, the one in Tennessee, is a very great con to go to because it's a con where everyone is always happy because it's Nomadicon.
They're nomad. Yes. They just walk around aimlessly.
Just walk around aimlessly.
That's a nomad.
But at least they're happy the whole time because they're nomads. So
that's true. They're nomad. That same weekend, if you're not in Tennessee and you're not in the UK and you're in Portland, Oregon, you can go to that famous, wonderful thing, Fernlandia.
And of course, we say it's famous because that's all I've been talking about for the past few weeks. But yes, Fernlandia, it's coming up. All you furs, this pup will be there, so hope to hug you tight with posies. And also consider trying out for the dance comp. It's a great little con to have your first dance comp at. It was where I had my first dance comp and have been in dance comp several times there. I'll be emceeing the dance comp this year, so hope to see you there.
Mm-hmm. And you can still register to attend. So
you can't.
You can't? Is it full?
They closed pre-registration. You can register at the con, but they closed pre-registration. Last I heard, the hotel block in the main hotel is filled up, but there's a hotel literally right next door.
Yeah,
the Hampton. It's like all you first. If you haven't been there before, the Overflow Hotel. I think there's still room, and literally it's just a parking lot's walk away. So you can like get in fursuit and still get there really easily. It's really,
it's closer than the parking lot at BLFC.
So it's exactly barely knows. It's so
it's you've so seen close.
It. It's like so you walk like it's a. Maybe not even a minute to walk.
It's like 50 yards, if that. Yeah, it's not very far away. No,
it's still really nice hotel, too. So definitely check it out if you can, all you furs.
All right. And then the weekend of June 16th through the 18th is Stratus Fur in Houston, Texas.
Tuesday. Oh, wow, we skipped a few weeks.
Yeah,
there's like not much going on those few weeks, huh?
No, yeah, and you know why?
I feel like I should, but why?
Well, the first weekend of June is normally graduations for lots of high schools and colleges. So you do not want to hold a FurCon on graduation weeks because you will not get anybody attending.
3/4 of your attendance is not there.
Right. Yes. So that's why you don't see a lot of cons the first couple of weeks of June.
It's like if you have a con that we like within those few weeks, it's called Old Muzz. Like Grayma's Con is what Grayma's it's called.
That's right. It's only the old muzzes that are there. What's all coming up. Do you have a story for us today?
I do, but before I do, I have to refill my little puppy dish. Maybe I'll get apple juice this time. This pup likes some apple juice, and maybe I'll treat myself to some apple juice in my puppy dish. So I will be right back. And while I'm doing that, discuss with our furs, a.k.a. talk to yourself, I guess, about... Bambi having a bacon dinner and then Thumper shows up unexpectedly.
Okay. All right. So Bambi is sitting down to dinner of just bacon, apparently. And why a deer is eating bacon since they're herbivores is very strange. But the fact that he's actually eating the bacon is okay. And then Thumper, of course, as we know, shows up and Thumper is just spaz. And so he just spazzes out all over the place. And all he wants to do, and he throws the bacon everywhere. And he makes sure that the bacon just goes everywhere around Bambi's little... What does Bambi live in? I guess a hovel? A cave? A nest? What do deers live in? They show them on the shows like on Bambi and Rudolph. They're always living in caves. But I don't think deer live in caves. I think they just kind of live in the fields and just kind of lay down when it's time to go to sleep. Maybe a little deer nest. I don't know. Deer nuts. I don't know. It's like, I guess the deer keep their nuts warm when they have to lay down, I guess. I don't know. And Thumper, of course, makes his bacon. Who butchered the... Wow. So many things going on there. I'm not sure exactly how we're going to get to that stuff. And now Taban is back, so we can let us hear his story. Before we talk about your story, though, I want to mention, you know, a lot of the stories that you read are Frog and Toad.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And a fur sent us a link on Telegram about a new Frog and Toad animated movie that's coming out. I'm very excited about that.
I am excited to, like, check that out, actually.
I mean, I checked out the trailer, and I was surprised not to hear your voice as Frog or Toad. I would have thought they would have reached out to you. I mean, you've voiced them for so long on our podcast. I'm really surprised they didn't reach out to you ask you to voice one of them, at least.
What's wrong with that? I mean, come on.
I know. They totally missed the boat on that. And
totally. The boat is gone. Like, the boat has gone away with the train.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, the trailer was actually kind of a cute little clip because it featured one of the stories that you told way at the beginning, the flying the kite story.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I need to check. I'm going to make a note to check out that trailer.
You should check out the trailer because it is really cute.
Special memories for me because I did that.
You did. And again, you producers, you had a canned person right here, a person right here that could have voiced your Frog or your Toad.
You could have had a puppy voice your Frog or Toad.
That's right. It would have been amazing.
Missed opportunity, right? Missed pupportunity.
Missed pupportunity. What is your story, Mr. Tabin?
Well, so my story is, I decided to go a little kind of, you know, my stories are typically anthropomorphic and just little silly things and stuff. I decided, why not try, like, go off script, if you will. And I found a story. It's actually has to do with history. So okay. I figured we could, like, learn some history and, I don't know, be educated at the same time as you listen to this story.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
So this is a story about King, I'll probably butcher his name, but you might have heard of him, King Osmodeus of Assyria?
Nope, never heard of him, but go ahead.
Well, he was a king long ago in Assyria, and he... This is, I forget the year, long ago. He had a war with the Hittites. Or no, sorry, it's pronounced Hittiri. How do you pronounce it? Hittites. It's a thing. You can go, huh?
Hittites.
Yes, that's a word.
Yes.
Hittites.
It's very biblical.
Which is what you do when you're really, when you do ballet and you're mad at your clothing, you hit a tight.
Hittites, yes.
Anyway, so he this king had a war. That's not part of the story. This king had a war with the Hittites, and he was running low on money because, well, wars cost money. From what I hear, I've never run a war, but that's what I hear.
War runner.
You war runner, you. So he's running low on money, and he needed more. He had this valuable... so he had to resort to, like, trading and pawning things off and stuff. So he had the Star of Euphrates, which was a very valuable ancient heirloom jewel, you know, thing and everything. So he had to pawn this off to get some more money. Okay. And so the local pawn... What do you call it? Pawn broker?
Pawn broker. Yes.
Uh-huh. His name was Croesus. And Croesus. So he went to Croesus and he took the star to use that as collateral. And Croesus told him, well, I can give you $100,000. Well, I mean, they didn't have dollars back then. This is like the...
Whatever the currency was.
Whatever the currency is. Well, say $100,000. Well, see, but the king, you know, this is a very... special heirloom that was handed down from some other family, and he paid like $1 million for it, like a lot of money for it. And you know, Croesus is only offering $100,000, and the king's outraged by this, and he says, but I paid $1 million for it. And you know, so this, they squabbled about this for a while, like any good king and good pawnbroker would do. In the end, the king was just totally unhappy with this, and he says, "Don't you know who I am? I am the king." And but Croesus, the pawnbroker, stood his ground, and he said, "Well, when you wish to pawn a star, it makes no difference who you are."
wished upon a star, it makes no difference who you are. That was a long way to go.
It was a long way to go.
And it was a short time to get there.
It was a very short time to get there.
We're eastbound down.
Oh, my cow.
Loaded up and trucking.
Loaded up and trucking.
They're going to say what we can't. They're going to say, we're going to do what they say can't be done. That's the next line. All right.
Is that a song or something? Oh, what song is it? I don't know this song.
It's called Eastbound and Down by C.W. McCall. It was in the movie, not Cannonball Run, but Smokey and the Bandit.
Which we've talked about on the show before.
Yes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. We're going to do what they say can't be done. Bacon, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Boop, bop.
Yeah. Bop, anyway. Bop. Okay.
Nice. Very nice.
We're going to play some trivia.
Oh,
I have in my hand the cards.
The cards.
The cards. All right. So the first question comes to us from the cards. I should have known that.
Oh, okay. Good, good. I remember this. I like that.
The first one, what does RPG refer to in computer games? You should know this.
I should know this.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, role-playing game.
There you go. 5 points for you.
I did know that.
Ding, ding.
Wow.
Okay, the next question comes from things they didn't teach you in school.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, you're mixing up the this or that's the... Very exciting. Very exciting.
Yes. Okay. What place on Earth is most illuminated when seen from space?
What? Say it again? What?
Okay. What place on Earth...
Earth.
Okay. Is most illuminated, which is the brightest. Illuminate.
Brightest.
The brightest you can when you see it from space. And to give you a hint, I just went there.
Las Vegas.
Absolutely correct.
Really?
Yes. Yes. X gets the square.
X gets the square. Circle gets the dot. Wow, yeah. That's really Las Vegas, huh? And that's very special because it's like Las Vegas, which is supposed to be like all shiny and lit up anyway, and maybe there's a reason for it.
Okay, get your science hat on.
Science puppy!
In the famous equation, E equals MC squared, formulated by Albert Einstein, what does the E stand for?
Energy.
Wow, you are 3 for 3.
Oh, kitty cow!
Wow, you are going. Woo-hoo.
I'm going bark, bark, kitty cow. This is like the best I've ever done. All you furs, just so you know, this puppy doesn't know much, and this is like literally the best I've ever done on these things.
That's true. Ooh, now this is basically true or false.
Okay.
Is it true that different parts of our tongue are specialized for different tastes?
That is true.
That is false.
What?
That is
false. No, they are lying.
They are not lying.
I'm sure this was true.
No, they did that. I researched this out. They did that in order to teach the different tastes on a tongue for grade schoolers, and they just said, well, let's just divide up the tongue and say this is where the taste
is. That's the diagram I'm thinking of.
That's exactly it, but that's not true. Every part of the tongue can taste all different tastes.
Why did they do that to us?
Because they were who they were. So you're still the government. You're still 3 for 4.
I'm still 3 for 4. Okay. The government hasn't got me down yet.
How many letters are in our alphabet?
Is this like the English alphabet?
The alphabet that we use.
Currently.
How many letters are in that alphabet?
I'm going to be wrong. I can tell. I'm going to say 26.
You are correct.
Oh, yay!
You are 5 for 6.
Okay.
Yes.
I was like, come, wait. Okay.
Okay. And finally.
That's a total, I should have known that, because if someone doesn't know that, it's like, yeah, you should have known that.
You should have known that, yes. That was on the total, I should have known that. Okay. In the body, the human body, actually, in all bodies of all mammals.
So I might know this, okay.
The blood vessel that carries blood to the heart are called what?
Well, I know they're not called what. So that's that true. Eliminates they're not called one. What? The carries blood to the...
Carries blood to the heart.
To the heart. Well, I guess I'm going to have to go with puppy logic on this one.
Okay.
And so these are the blood vessel. Okay, so we've got a vessel. So we are in 20,000 leagues under the sea.
Oh,
because they got a vessel. And we're going to the heart. Mm-hmm. So that means that... Oh, what was their name? Well, Heart.
Heart. You remember Heart, yes.
Was singing on the vessel in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And then she saw Cary Grant on an island with Katharine Hepburn down the way. So she went over there down the vessel and she cut her arm on the way. So there's where the blood was.
Yes.
And they sang about how they couldn't give you anything but love, baby. Because Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant were in the movie. That movie.
Nothing but love.
No, what was that movie called?
I don't know.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. It was in, was it just called Baby? It wasn't just called Baby. Oh, Bringing Up Baby. That's the
Bringing
one.
Bringing Up Baby. Yes.
Very good show. Very awesome show. And I'm going to continue being sidetracked for a second to say, do you remember, you've seen that show?
I have not, but I've heard of it.
Oh, yes. It's such a good show. And in that show, at one point, Cary Grant is in Katharine Hepburn's, stuff happened. Hilarity ensued.
Hilarity ensues, yes.
It really does. And they ended up in Katharine Hepburn's, I forget her actual name on the show, old family's house. And she's off doing something, and Cary Grant takes a shower. And then hilarity ensues, and his clothes went missing. So he has to find, he puts on a woman's bathrobe that has all frillies on it and stuff. And he goes to this is helping me actually get to the answer of this or that. And so the doorbell rings, and Katharine Hepburn, like there's no one else home. So he answers the door in his frilly female robe. And it turns out to be Katharine. I believe it's Katharine Hepburn's mother or grandmother or something. So some old lady. And she says, who are you? Blah, blah, blah. And she asks about the clothes. And like he says, these aren't my clothes. And then she says, well, why are you wearing those clothes? And then Cary Grant jumps up and waves his arms and says, because I just went gay all of a sudden. And it was hilarious. It's a hilarious scene. It really is. Anyway, so Cary Grant is gay on an island with Katharine Hepburn, and Heart shows up, and she says, Cary Grant, why are you so gay? And Cary Grant says, well, because my wife, Katharine Hepburn, went out with Bambi, and I can't help it. So the answer is the Bambi vessel.
The Bambi vessel. Okay. Well, it's the vein.
Okay. Oh! So I did not get that right?
You did not. It's the vein. The vein is the thing you were looking for. You're very vain.
I am so vain. But we learned a lot about Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn being gay and stuff.
Yes. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. All right.
But that scene in the movie is a very good scene. Okay,
Final question. So you're 5 for 7. This is the 8th question.
Okay. Ooh.
So now here's the question. Vincent Van Gogh.
Okay, he was the painter guy.
The painter guy who cut off an ear.
I heard about that.
Which ear did he cut off?
He only heard half of that.
He only heard half of it, but which ear did he cut off? You have a 50-50 shot.
Well, he had to have cut off the right one because that's the one he cut off. So I can't lose. He cut off the right one.
He cut off the correct one. Yes, the correct answer is left. And you said he cut off the correct one, so I guess you are correct.
Well, after he cut it off, the rest of him was left. So it worked out.
That's, there you go. Wow. Oh, my.
We
cow.
Should really stop what's happening now.
We should really stop. We've taken up enough time of our listeners. We have clearly come to the natural conclusion of our little show this week. I want to thank Tabin and Rain for being a part of the show, along with you, kind listener. If you want to, you can help support the show through purchases.
I like how you said kind listener.
Kind listener. We have one left. Thank you for sticking around. It's been wonderful. If you want to, you can help support the show through purchase of Wild Bill Soda. Enter BFFT at checkout for a 15% discount. By subscribing to the podcast on Buzzsprout, you don't have to, but if you do, it helps to support the show. By donations at Ko-Fi or Patreon. And, of course, there is BFFT merch at Redbubble and Bonfire. And we are so happy you choose to spend some time with us. We know you have a choice in podcasts, and we like that you choose ours. And so now, Tabin, could you close us out? Send us all home. Send all the listeners home. Send that one listener home.
I love how you very begrudgingly said that's like, oh no, okay, Taven's gonna do this send off thing, and okay, fine, I guess we got it. So
we got
here
it.
We are.
We know it. Everybody's used to it.
Yeah. So yes, thank you, all you furs. We love it so much that you listen. I mean, say this every week, but it's so true. We hope we've entertained you. We've hoped you've learned some things. We've had a few happy tears and everything. And I want to say, if any fur is actually listening to this, go to the BFFT chat and say purple pineapple with nummy nummy bacon. If you say that, that will prove to us that there are furs that actually listen to this, and that's really great. So again, that's purple pineapple with nummy nummy bacon. And anyway, and maybe I'll give you extra hugs with pawsies at the next con I see you at, if you do. Anyway, thank you so much, and all you furs, for supporting us by listening to the show. That just means so much to us. We're in season 4, and I think season 4 so far, our first two episodes have gone really great. What do you think, Barely?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Yes. Well, I say yes.
If you can get the producer of the show to just say the word yes, that's a win on all fronts. Yes. That's
it's even better if you get the executive producer who cuts loose with a check to say yes. That's even better.
That is actually kind of the best.
That's the best.
Especially after you say, can I have my check, please? And executive producer says, yes.
Yes. That's always there great. You go. It's like, yay.
Yay. Oh, it's God. A win. So thank you, all you furs. It's so great. Can't wait to hug you tight with pawsies at a con someday in the near future. This pup will be at Furlandia and at Denver this year, so hope to see you there. And until next week, we'll bark at you. Can't wait. So until then, moo bark fluff, stay furry, bark bark.
Barely Fur Casting is an Injured Nerve studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and their guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by Barely Normal, aka Mike Vegan, and is edited by Barely and our associate editor Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by Reg Day with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezerbeak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free is Library. If you would like to send us a message, you can do so via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com. or on our Telegram chat at BFFT Chat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the BarelyFurCasting.com webpage. You can help support the show through donations at ko-fi.com/BarelyFurCasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/BarelyFurCasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.